Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Question for all the parents out there. Is it ever okay to correct your spouse's parenting in front of the kids?
My knee-jerk reaction is, oh, hell no!
What about if it's a child under the age of two or younger? Or even, yeah, two and younger.
I think when kids don't understand things, they can still feel things in their soul.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
What's your definition of correcting? Because I have definitely redirected conversations and things that are said without saying that, like, daddy's wrong. Mm-hmm. I just sort of redirect the conversation, and then he and I will talk later about it.
So what happened was I handle the bath time at bedtime for our 2-year-old Jimmy. You know, my husband, obviously I'm not there in the mornings to get up with him and take him to school. Bart handles mornings. I handle evenings. And for the record, my husband and I have since discussed this. There were apologies. You know, sometimes you're just stressed and things come out in the wrong manner and we're good to go. We are communicating so good right now, you guys. It's amazing. But I was, this was a moment as I am in the I guess you can't call it a nursery anymore, Cassie. I guess it's just Jimmy's room, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. If you're not nursing, it ain't a nursery.
I only got 12 more summers left.
Hold on a second.
What?
I never put those two things together.
That a nursery.
That they called it a nursery because nursing's going on. I swear to God, I never put that together.
Oh, you guys were today years old.
Nope.
That's like people when you tell them that breakfast is like breaking your fast. They're like, what?
But wait a minute. It's a nursing home, and there's no nursing going on there.
Yes, there is because you can be a nurse, and the act of being a nurse is nursing.
I was joking.
I was like, really? I was like, there's an entire professionalist thing going on.
I was following Kristen on that.
Also, you don't know what those old people get up to. They got a lot of STDs.
When my granny was in her assisted living place, she constantly told us it was a brothel. And we're like, no, it's not. You got dementia. You don't know what you're talking about. And turns out those places get randy.
It goes down.
Anyway, back to being in Jimmy's room and putting him to bed. And I know this kid slow rolls me at night. All right? I know I'm being played. I'm very aware of this, okay?
They will find every freaking excuse, man. And their little 2 and 3-year-old minds think they're so much smarter than
right?
you are.
Oh, yeah. So he's 2.5, and he's like, he does think he's being masterful. And so, you know, it wasn't a smooth night. I, you know, took a little effort to get the sleep sack on, whatever, and he wanted one more story. So he's repeatedly asking me for one more story. FYI, I'm not going to read another book. We read several books. And I always let him know, last book, okay?
Does he call you out if you skip pages? I used to skip pages with my kids, and Hayden knew it every single time.
Okay, not yet.
Okay.
However, there are some books that he has memorized now.
Uh-huh.
So if I were to skip a page in the Piggy and Gerald book, he would 100% know. So, and I am sitting there, and I had patience that night, right? My husband obviously did not. My patient's cup was full. His patient's cup was empty. And so I'm not going to sit there and like yell at him and force him to do something. I'm trying to get him to understand, and I will be, it's repetitive, right? And it's mind numbing, but I'm like, no, Bubba, no more stories. It's, you know, mama will sing you a song and then it's time to go to bed. And he's like constantly asking. And then that's when Bart comes to the door. And in that moment, he goes, I can't remember verbatim what he said, but it to an extent was like, you know, you got to stop arguing with him. You got to put your foot down. Like, he's playing you, blah, blah, blah. You can't negotiate with a terrorist, all, you know, all this stuff, right? and he's just, he needs to get to bed. It's already late, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? As I'm sitting here in my domain, excuse me. Oh, no, I caught the golem.
Yes.
You know, I'm in my domain, in my moment, right? Like my responsibility. And so, Bart, you know, I'm not engaging because I got Jimmy right here. I don't want to have this conversation in front of our son. Like, if this is something you want to hit me up with afterwards, uh-huh, by all means. So he leaves because Bart always comes in and I've made, you know, like he kisses Jimmy goodnight and he says, I love you. And so we finally get past the one story thing. I'm singing him a song. I put him down. He cries. I have to go back in there, do a little more soothing, and then I leave, and then we're all good. And so I go downstairs, excuse me, and I make the request, please don't correct me or correct my parenting in front of Jimmy. And he's like, he's 2.5. He has no idea. And I'm like, I beg to differ. I said the S word the other day, and he said it too. Like, he's picking up on a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so I'm curious your take.
I'm with you on this one. I don't know that he knows exactly what is being said or what the tension is all about, but I do feel like kids pick up on tension. And when that kind of argument goes around, I think that they start to understand or have a perception of who might be in charge.
And my thing is, like, if you have an opinion, by all means, you know, let's have a conversation about it. If you have a critique, if you have a criticism, because, you know, I often feel like I'm getting criticized and he feels like he's giving me helpful tips. Mm-hmm. We've had a difference of opinion there.
Just the tips.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of them.
Yeah. Some, and so, you know, we had to agree to disagree until the next morning. He came down and apologized and said, hey, I was in a really bad space. I don't know what's going on with me, so I'm sorry. I was out of line.
Yeah, that's undermining you. And the thing is, even if you disagree, it's just going to teach Jimmy that anytime you say anything, you can go to Dad and get a different answer.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. I don't think you should try not to have any tension in front of the kids at any age. I think they can pick up on a lot quicker than we think they can.
Yeah, you're doing your best. Go parents. I am in no mood to judge. In no position to judge, I should say.
I think we're all under the same agreement that Bart's just not a good person.
It has been said.
Yep.
The Bert Show.